attack on young people's health and social care, urgent fight back needed youth mental health crisis, unions must strike to fight cuts. Harriet Ryman, NHS nurse, London. Record numbers of children are ringing helpline Childline with suicidal thoughts. And The Guardian reports that the number of children attending R&D with psychiatric conditions was up 8%, to 18,673, in 2014-15. 1 in 10 children suffer from a diagnosable mental health disorder. 1 in every 12 inflict harm on themselves, by cutting or burning their skin, punching or hitting themselves, poisoning themselves, deliberately starving themselves, or abusing drugs and alcohol. The number of young people being admitted for harming themselves has risen in the last 5 years, according to charity Young Minds. The Mental Health Foundation charity says some of the key risk factors associated with the development of mental health problems in children are living in poverty and growing up in care. With the increase in benefit cutbacks and the rise in homelessness, the number of children requiring mental health care will only increase further. The new Children and Social Work Bill, see story right, will only make this worse. It gives councils the choice of opting out of legislation designed to protect children in care. These children will be more vulnerable than ever to physical, sexual and emotional abuse, and material deprivation. NHS data covering just 3 in every 5 mental health trusts shows 235,000 children are receiving mental health care in England alone. But there will be many more children who suffer mental and emotional disturbances and cannot access any services unless and until they get a clear diagnosis. Bosses are cutting child and adolescent mental health services, CAMHS, in the face of escalating need. A Young Minds investigation last year found more than half the councils in England had cut or frozen CAMHS budgets between 2010-11 and 2014-15. And a recent poll by the Royal College of Nursing found 70% of specialist nurses think CAMHS provision is inadequate. Teachers are struggling to support troubled children. A primary head speaking to The Guardian said the challenge for us is there's a very high threshold for children and families to access services. If we are concerned about a child's mental health, we would make a referral straight to CAMHS, but we very often are told this does not reach the threshold. The ongoing policy of cuts to the NHS, public services and benefits is creating a toxic situation. It is hitting us all, but the youngest and most vulnerable the hardest. All trade unionists must fight the so-called NHS Sustainability and Transformation Plan. This is a fancy term for even more drastic cutbacks to the health service. The National Shop Stewards Network has produced a model motion calling on the leaderships of all health unions to draw up campaigns to fight sustainability and transformation plans. This means action up to and including strike. Coordinated strikes could push this vicious but weak government back, and if spread and escalated, even bring it down. The Socialist Party says, scrap the sustainability and transformation plans, reverse all NHS cuts, and sell off Stop the Children and Social Work Bill. Keep the laws protecting children for a £10 an hour minimum wage, living benefits, and the reversal of all cuts to education and care,